I'm standing here recording this interview, or I should say sitting courtside, and I look to the backdrop here. It's pretty cool. What a cool story, man. Your mom's keeping the book for you tonight. And she's Coach Berkowitz's JV girls coach.
Yep.
So this is like this is a family thing. How neat is that for you?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, and I probably... You know, I tell her, I try to keep her home probably more times than I try to get her to do the book. But she wants to be involved. She wants to be around it. She likes doing it. I can't even begin to think how many bus trips she's had she's coached junior high basketball girls, even before coaching press off. So she's done this quite a while. So, I mean, she's just constantly trying to get involved, trying to be a part of every moment for these kids. So she's incredible. I don't know how she does it. So
I'm curious, how much do you lean on her for coaching advice, or how much does she lean on you? Are you one of those guys that say, mind your own business, man, I got this thing here?
No, you don't tell your mother that. We'll have conversations all throughout the week, you know, as the season goes on, you know, what issues she's dealing with, what issues I'm dealing with, and we just kind of bounce off ideas off of one another. And then, you know, there are some phone calls where it's just, you need somebody to bicker at. You know, you need somebody to just unload what's going on. So I think that's part of it as well. And it's a great outlet. I mean, she's helped me, you know, for a long, long time, obviously. But she's been a big part of my life and still is. So I'm very thankful and grateful, especially after the events of this weekend, to be able to share a lot of those moments with her.
Awesome. You know, about a week ago, we were doing a Mercer County girls game with Wethersfield, and Coach Hansen said, man, I'm bummed we're not playing at Merco this year. And I said, well, why is that? He said, well, I like my team, and I like to sit in front of that band down there and listen to them play. What about the environment here? And they put the visiting team right in front of the band.
Sure, absolutely, as they should. You know, that's what home court advantage is all about. You know, the band has been... I mean, every time I've been here, the band has been incredible. And, you know, I was talking to the guys earlier on this season. We were talking about bands, you know, at high school games. They don't appreciate it enough. I mean, they really don't. You know, they'd rather have their CD, or they'd have their warm-up CD. It's like high school basketball, if without a band, it's crazy. Like, that's ridiculous to even think about. So I appreciate a good band, and your band director, I know, is pretty well-known, and he does a great job with them. But yeah, that's the way it should be. You want to make it uncomfortable for the visiting team, so you got to embrace that too as a road team, and it teaches you a lot about adversity. So you know, you got to accept it and make the most of it.
Make it tough on the Braves tonight, Eagle Band. All right, guys, good to see you. Coach Kopians, good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll have more on WMJ and WMJ.com in a moment.